Kam Afreya, one of the shells is Tomei Lam Afreya, from backwards. Kam Labo, Mikam Labo, Tak, we say she's Tomei. Drakopon and Mikoma Kankash, Shom Ravina Lakash, and those two Rafikomo. Heshila Chaluk, and Rakish Lenz, dressed to a Goya, Balas, Kesim Shunas, and Mikesim, Rezu Telebo. I vo oye liyasheva salakesim katan yachikama o liyasheva sadam tor balas kesim telebo. That's not about kesim like a scholar, but not the ish. That's only about kesim in atoli, only in anochri adam atoli, but not in stam about kesif stam v'nish. Only saw a kesim in echnaim. You didn't take one atoli in her. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do this more over in the next take. We'll stop here then. You're holding the Samach on the days. We knew the Shiloh that Reb Levoy before said, that Reb Yehuda Bar Levoy said that we're not told the Kesem the Kesem. I mean, the Venetia found the Kesem on a Beged, and she lent yesterday this Beged to a different lady. That yesterday we know that lady already has a Tumas Kesem on her, so we're not told the Zeb Zeb. Because the first one, we do not know for sure she saw Dami Gufay. It could be the Damoni Kemi Alma, just Kesem's tummy anyway. So therefore the second one now, they found Kesem on her Choluk, we say she's also tummy. So the theory we asked was, here we brought down Bryce that said, yes, we are totally about a Kesem in a Kesem. So for instance, again, first everyone, Bryce before it's kind of afraid on Labom, more said, now, then we call Mokom Kasha, and we call Mokom into Kasha, and here it says that you are totally. This Isha defines her Kesem now, and we say that it came from a different Isha because she's a Balas Kesem, so not like Reb Levoy. Some more answers on Ravina Lakasha is no Sira. Pachikom, this is the Braisa meant to say, Hish Ilo Chalukul Anochris, that if she lent her dress yesterday to a Goya, and a Goya that saw Dam once already, so in the Lochris now that the Balas Kesem, the second lady now, the Jew, when she gets the dress back, and when she finds a Kesem on this dress, she has a right to raise that toilet bowl. She has a right to be told that this kesem did not come from her, from the Jew, but it came yesterday when the Goya was wearing it. That's what the Mishnah meant to say. But not that they were totally her in a balas kesem, but were totally the lady now that finds the kesem on her clothing, were totally came from the Goya that wore it yesterday. So the Gemara no, I, v'ho, the Bryce says, oidli yosheva sala kesem katoni, mashma, even the case where the first one only was yosheva sala kesem, still were totally the second one in the first one, even though the first one was only a balas kesem. So again, it's not like Reb Levoy. So when I said, the Hachikom is a brace, I meant to say, Oyle Yosheves al Dam Toyer. That's the case where she's sitting on Dam Toyer. In such a case, balas kesem Telebo, but the balas kesem is a right to be totally in her, in the one she borrowed the dress yesterday to, because since she's an Isha, that any Dam she sees is Tor right now. She gave birth 15 days ago. Now any Dam she sees is called Dam Toyer. Therefore, we're telling this Dam in her. Only in the case where the first lady actually saw Dam. But if the first lady was only a Balas Kesem, we do not know the cloud she saw Dam Igufoy. It could be then the second one cannot be told her Kesem in the first one's Kesem. Then the Mishnah says, Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalab Nechem Yoim. Nechem is the one that said that if you find a Kesem on something that's not Makabal Tumah, so it has no Tumas Kesem. Omarav Masna. Rav Masna says, my time with Rav Nechemya, what's the reason of Rav Nechemya? Why should he say that she's Tor? The Maya says she found the Kesem on a stone that she sat on. So the Chur, the Dam came from her. Why should we say she's Tor? The Pesach says, V'nikse loritz teshif. Meaning to say, Kivin she yorsh v'loritz nikse. As soon as she sat down on the ground, she becomes Tor, she's clean. Meaning to say that if you find the Kesem on the ground, it's Tor. Since the ground is not a bar kabulit, it's not something that's going to kabul tumah, it has no din of kesem. Omar Rav, so the body is only a smach to be yalma, because the din kesem is only with Rabbanan. Omar Rav, Omar Rabbi Chanino, mitai horeb nechemya filo, viachure kli cheres, even if she finds the kesem on the back of a kli cheres, also she's torn, as even though the inside of the kli cheres is makabul tumah. But since the back of the Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah, Kli Cheres has a locho, the Tumah has to go inside the Kli, not if it touches the outside of the Kli. So she finds the Kesem on the outside of the Kli, she's Tor, it's not called the Bar Kabuli Tumah. But the more Pshita, of course, on the back of a Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah. It's supposed to know it's a tremendous Chiddush here, because otherwise, Mao the Temai would have thought to say, Ligzor Gaboi or to tuk, let's make a gzera that if you find the kesem on the back of the kli, she should be tamei, because auto we find the kesem inside the kli, and then it is mekabel tuma. Kamash malom, we do not make this gzera that if you only find the kesem on the outside of the kli cheres, she remains tor. The same way the kli remains tor, she also remains tor. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, mitaye hoyu Reb Nechemya b'matlonius shein dem sholosh asholosh. That the Nechemya is also as mitar v'nisha finds a kesem on a piece of cloth less than 3x3, since that's not the size to mekabel tuma, therefore who there has no tumas kesem either, less than 3x3, he holds that it has no din kesem. Why? The lechazim and lelaniyim lelashirim is not fit for neither, not for the poor people, not for the rich people. They will not use such a small cloth. But since the cloth has no din kabbalas tuma, who are din, it has no din of a kesem. Doresh Rav Chiya bar Rav Masna, mishmei the Rav name of Rav, the halacha krem nechemi, take a pasmal zem nechemi. Therefore, if you find a kesem on something that's not makabal tuma, she has no tumas kesem. O Malay Rav Nachman, Abba Tony Abba, your father learned like this, that Meister once happened a case that Bol of Nechom, they came in front of Nechomim, they tomum, and they said, no, that it's Tomei, when they found the kesem on a dove or on a stone that wasn't a Kabbal Tumma, so they said it was Tomei. The Yartamat, you want to tell me, look, you have Nechem, you pass on Nechem, that she's Tor, of course, not like your father. Moses Mahi, what was the story? Let's see, what was the case, what happened exactly? The Tanya learned like this. Shtei noshim shoyu teuchnes brachayim. Two ladies that were working by a grinder brachayim. Shoyad, a grinder that you used to use with the hands. You used to have to push it, turn it around with your hands. So two ladies are working, grinding. Now v'nim sodam tachas apnimius. We found dam under where the inner lady was standing. Tachas apnimius. That was the one that was near the brachayim, near the grind mill. Both of them are tamei, because the one outside also pushes itself sometimes closer towards the rechayim to push it. So therefore, both of them could have been under that spot. So therefore, both of them are suffered. They're both tamei. What's going to be tachas achitzoina? We find the blood spot where the outer one was standing, not where the inner one was standing. So then we say achitzoina tamei, only the outside one has tuma. Of afnim is tara, because the inside one does not push away out. So only the outside one was on that spot, so therefore we know the dam came from her. What's going to be bentayim? We found the dam in between where both of them stand. Then shtem tameis, they both have equal suffer, who it came from, so both of them are tamei. Now, while you might say, once happened, v'nimtza dam al svosa shalom batya, they once found a stain of blood on the rim of the bathtub. The al ola shozayis, or else on a leaf, of an olive, they found a blood stain. Bishor shemasikas esataner, the time when they were lighting up the tanner, they were using these things for fuel light to burn up the tanner with, and they found a blood stain on it. Now ubo ma'aser v'chomechom, the story came from a chomim, but tamum instead of tamei. So where the kasher is, the olas shozai is not makabel tuma, and so you see it was makabel kesem. Since the Rai Lechura, not like the Nechemya, we take a pasuk, even though the kesem comes upon a dover, like a leaf, shalzai, it's not makabel tuma, still there is a tumas kesem. Samur s'nechlami tanoi, it's like a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya learned like this, Reb Yaakov says just tomei, where the kesem falls on a dover, shein on makabel tuma. Reb Nechemya mitayir, and v'horir chachom krem Nechemya, with the chachom take a pasuk, like the Nechemya, to go lakula here, the hilkos ksamin, if you find a kesem on a cloth on something that's not makabel tuma, senechnami, it has no din kesem, it has no locha of tuma. You have it there. Yeah, Mishnah says here, sholosh noshim, you have three ladies, shol yishonis bamita, they were sleeping in the same bed, bamita achas, v'nimtso dam tachas achas men, then in the morning they find the blood stain under one of them, and we don't know from which one it came from. So Lachris Kulum Tumeis, all three have a Tumas Kesem, they're all three Tumim min HaSafik. We don't know which one, it came from one of these three, so all three is Tumim. What's going to be though, Botko Achas Mehen, let's say one of them made a Bedika right away, as soon as they woke up in the morning, one made a Bedika, checked herself, Venin says Tumei, and she saw that she's Taka Tum, she has Dam, so we have a right to say, he Tumei, Yishtem Teres, the Kesem came from her, she's Tumim, and the other two are Tor. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be the toilos zubzu? We have right to be totally one in the other. So more or less play, meaning to say that let's say one of them was a muberis, and or else one of them was a manika, and that's as far to say that muslek is dumb. They don't have a dam right now. So they have right to say Mustam and the Kesson came from the other lady that's not pregnant, and the pregnant lady would be tor. That's called the toilos zubzu. You have reason to say why it came from one more than the other. So we say that, and only the other one is told me, not the pregnant one. What's going to be though, v'yim lo'y ho'y ru'yin li'rois? Let's say, no, you don't have anyone to be totally more than the other. Let's say all three of them were pregnant. So then, ro'yin oysan kiluhen ru'yis, you have to look at all three of them as if they're fit to see dam. Even though Menastam would say they don't see dam, they're pregnant now. But since l'mayis we found the kesem here, came from one of these three, and they're all three pregnant, so therefore we say we don't know which one, and all three is tummy again, minasafik. Nothing more says. Amarav Yudam Arav. Vu shevotko atzmo b'shir veses. That the Mishnah says if one checks herself right away and she's tomei, so we say the dam came from her and the other two are tor, that's only she made a bedika right away. I mean, as soon as she got up, right away she made a bedika. Vu shevotko atzmo b'shir veses means right away. Why? Why does the Yudam Arav say this? Because sova lo k'bar pod, he holds like bar pod shita, the yom that he says like this. That kol shabayin lo b'chatas, had a mishnah before, like a man that they live together, and then right after the tashmish, if she checks herself and she finds that she's tamei, so we say if she checked herself right away, that dam was there b'shas tashmish, and the husband was a boil nidi as chet bin korbin. So kol shabayin lo b'chatas, anytime we say the husband has to bring a chatas, he's tayreser tameis. If it be a case, not that she lived with the husband, but stam, if she made a bedika and she sees she's tamei, so the few minutes before that, the half a minute, whatever it is, the time of the kveveses, we said like she, for sure she had dam then also. And therefore, if she touched tyrus then, those tyrus, that true makotchim is vade tamei. What's going to be bailu b'yoshim toli? Means when she didn't make the bedika right away, but she waited till it takes time to go off the bed and wipe herself, and that's when she first made the bedika. So in such a case, before we hear that the husband is only chay the korban oshem toli, it's a suffix whether there was dam there b'shas tashmash or not. So in such a case, by tyrus, his tyrus said to Luis, it'll be the same thing. It's a suffix whether she was tummy that time before. See, if she touched truma before, it'll be a suffix dikatuma that we can't burn it, but he can't eat it. What's going to be by leptura? She first checked herself for 2 minutes later. After that time, to get off the bed and wipe herself. She first checked herself later, so we had the before, the loch was at the bailus potter, that they lived together, that the husband and wife lived together, and then she checked herself 2 minutes later, she saw she's tamei, then we do not say the dam was there b'shas tashmas, and the husband is potter. In such a case, tyrus said tyrus. That amount of time also, she touched truma before, this 2 minutes before, so we say that truma is still to her. So now Mishnah also, that we say if one of them makes a bedika and she's tamei, so we say the dam that came out before came from her, that's only when she made the bedika right away. So therefore she makes the bedika right away that by her husband he would have been chayav b'chatas, here by tyrus is like a vadai. So we're told the dam vadai came from her. However, for Rabbi Yishiyama is like this, no. Rabbi Yishiyama afilu baila b'chatas, even in the case where she made the bedika right away, that in the case where she lived with the husband before, the husband would be chayav b'chatas. She made a bedikah within the time it takes to get off the bed. So we say for sure the dam was there before b'shas tashmish, and the husband is like a boil nidi as ving b'chatas. Still, Rashi says though, Tyra said to Luyas, but in the case where she did not live with the husband, so she made a bedikah now, when she saw she's tummy, do we say that for sure she was tummy a minute ago? No, we don't know for sure she was tummy. It's only Tyra said to Luyas, only a softy ketumah. And therefore now Mishnah will not help you. Even if she checks herself right away, so what? It's not vadai that the dam she saw now was there before. It could be she was not tummy before. So still be a suffix. Maybe the dam came from the other ladies, and therefore would not help. And it's like this, that bishleima hosam, bishleima by tashmish live with the husband, eima shamish akfe ledam. There it is for to say that maybe the shamish, the b'shas tashmish, the husband's aver, held the dam in. And therefore, it first came out after the bedika, it first came after tashmish. That's why if there's dam, the next, when she checks herself right away, we say that dam was there before also. Aval hochab over here. If you want to say there was dam like before, manak, for who held it back? She didn't live with the husband now. So he holds, if she checks herself now, she sees tummy, we do not know for sure she's tummy before. We don't have the reason to say she's tummy before. Vadai. It's only a sophistic tum. It's like the regular zero of meis leis. That's not to say she devada tummy before. So according to him, it wouldn't make enough communion if they make a bedika right away, or she makes a bedika a little bit later. It's only a sophistic din anyway. So the Mishnah says that you told you zebizir, it wouldn't make enough communion if you make the bedika right away, or you make a little bit later. Yomer Rabbi Yirmiyah says like this now. Moshul Rabbeish, what's Rabbeish? She is Moshul. Moshul Rabbeish, Yelamah, Dabudah, Mordek, Dislike. Liyelet Bezokin, a young child and an older person. Shoyim Halkam, they're both walking along the road. So Kol Zuman, Shoyim, but they're Kol Zuman, they're on the road. Yelet Shoyim Lovoy, that the son, the young one, waits for his father, waits for the older person, they walk together. The son doesn't know his way, so he waits. But Nichnasumir, once they come into the city, and then the Yelid knows his way, so Yelid my lover, the child comes out first. So that's a mashal also that calls the man, the husband's tash, the Aver is inside her, that holds the dam back from coming out. But once the Aver goes out, then we say the dam comes out first. Yeah. So Rashi said the mashal by Yishid Yoma Shamash Makiv is a dam. He goes slow, he doesn't know the way. He comes to the city, he goes separately, he goes to his house, he goes to the other house, therefore goes faster. So why they want to be on the mushal altogether for? Then Rama Baya says another example. Rama Baya, what's another example? Mushal, what's another mushal of Baishiyam? Lamad Davadim, what is this like? Lamad Davadim, Liyodim Shinesh Nespabia, and a person puts his hand in his eye. So like this, calls the man Shespabai and calls the man, his hand is in his eye, Dim Shoyalovoi, the tears do not come out so fast. But not less, but when he takes his hand away, then Dim Maharas Lovoi, then the tears come out fast. So it's much like this. That calls the man, the Yevish Vishas Tashmish, that holds back the dam from coming out. But as soon as they finish Tashmish, then the dam comes out. So therefore we said you make a Badika right away, it was like Vadi the dam was there before. But in our case, by terrorists, there's never a thing as a vada that Adam was there before. So the Mishnah says that you could be boydik and bot kachas mem and helps, so it wouldn't make enough meat was done right away or not. Yeah. Right. Now the Mishnah says, but toilu zubazu. Tor Rabbonin. Ketzer wasn't meant to say the case is toilu zubazu. You could say came from one, not the other one. That Ubra, one lady was pregnant. Bishen Ubra, the other one was not pregnant. So Taylor Ubra, Bishen Ubra, the one that's pregnant has the right to say the sound of dam did not come from her, but came from the other lady. Because the one that's pregnant, that's the source, she's Mislek as Damim. The same thing, Manika, Bishen Manika. One is nursing, one is not nursing. The same thing, Taylor Manika, Bishen Manika. Because the one that's nursing usually does not see. Say, Cain, an older lady that stopped seeing already, Bishen is Cain, another lady was lying in the bed was a younger one. So again, Tola is a Kena, Bishen is Kena, the one that's older has the right to say that Dam did not come from her, but came from the other lady. So only the other one is told me not to Zakena. Psula, Bishen, Psula, a girl that never saw yet, and a girl that saw already. The same thing, Tola, Psula, Bishen, Psula, the one that's a Psula has the right to say came from the other one. What's going to be, Hoyushteim Ubris? Let's say both ladies that were pregnant. Roshteim and Nikas, both ladies were nursing. Roshteim, because they're both older. Shteim, so they're both young. Then Zuishishnin, that's what the end of the Mishnah says, Rahoyu Ruyas Lirois, Royan Kiluhain Ruyas.